We just finished the book of Romans in our daily reading. What a marvelous book. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown says about the book of Romans, "These are the questions that drive Paul's thinking. Paul's mind is supple and capacious. He takes logic and argument, poetry and imagination, scripture and prayer, creation and history and experience, and weaves them into this letter that has become the premier document of Christian theology." I thought, wow, what a statement about the book of Romans. But it really is. So many times when we're checking up on something about theology, we'll go back to the book of Romans. Well, now, what did he say in Romans? And there it is right there. And talk about a beautiful treatise on how to live, how to think, and how to live. Romans 16:27. I don't know why I wrote Matthew down. Anyway, the very last verse of the book of Romans is what I want to open with this morning. Matthew Henry says, let's put that up in King James Version on the overhead, Pat, please. And Matthew Henry says about this verse, I'll let you take a look at it first. Yeah. "To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." Matthew Henry says, remembering that we are called to the obedience of faith and that every degree of wisdom is from the only wise God, we should, by word and deed, render glory to Him through Jesus Christ, so that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ may be with us forever. Amen. The Bible Knowledge Commentary states, Paul then identified specifically the object of this benediction. To the only wise God. In Greek, this phrase is followed immediately by the words, through Jesus Christ. This indicates that the wisdom of God is displayed supremely through Christ. According to the Greek text, the benediction then ends, to whom be glory forever. Amen. God the Father, ultimately, is the one to be praised and to whom the glory belongs. Bible Background Commentary says, the conclusions of Greco-Roman letters varied considerably, but often with a wish for the recipient's health and then farewell. Synagogues, however, closed prayers, readings, and services with benedictions, and Paul anticipates that his letter would be publicly read in house churches' worship services. And is that true? It's read. It's read in churches. Paul offers a sort of standard Jewish doxology to close Hellenistic Jewish religious works, except, of course, through Jesus Christ. Amen was the standard closing at the end of prayers in a number of Jewish books. So, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Who are we going to praise? What's it all about? If you live the whole book of Romans, what's it all about? It's to the glory of God. How do we live our Christianity? To the glory of God, right through Jesus Christ, because without Jesus we couldn't do it at all. So let's stand and let's say this verse together, and we're going to say it out of the message because I think it. I checked all the Hebrew, all the Greek words, and they're all right there. It's what it means. So let's say it in the message. All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God. Yes! Let's say it one more time, and let's everybody put our hand up like this and say yes and pull it down, okay? All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God. Yes! Amen!